Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, a fun technology show that's also completely accessible and not full of confusing tech jargon. Can you imagine a technology show without gigahertz this and megapixel that and terabyte this? Boy, who needs that tech speak, that geek speak, if you will? But while we use plain English on this show, we still cover all the coolest tech toys, including laptops, HD TVs, stereos, mobile phones, portable MP3 players, camcorders, GPS units, and digital cameras. Tech Talk is brought to you by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit Microsoft Home Magazine for fun and easy tips, tools, and articles. Go to MicrosoftHome.com for weekly updates. You know, MicrosoftHome.com does a lot what this show tries to do, which is celebrate and educate about technology in a language you can understand. Hey, it's a gorgeous spring weekend out there, and while some of you are enjoying the great outdoors, others are doing some spring cleaning, perhaps in the basement, the closet, or in the garage. But what about your PC? So today, I thought we should turn our attention to spring cleaning your computer, how to whip it into tip-top shape using free tools that you can download from the internet, how to better protect yourself from viruses and spyware, which we'll define clearly in a few minutes, and how to back up your important files, and which files should you back up before you start tinkering with your computer and, for fear of deleting your important information. Today, we're joined by Jordan Levy from the Computer and Electronic Toy Store, a company that makes house calls to fix your computer in case you're not technically inclined to do so. Welcome to the show, Jordan.
Thank you.
Jordan's been on the show in the past, so it's a pleasure to have you back again. Jordan and I will take your calls on how to make your computer work like new. We'll chat about backing up your important information and how to do it, including some free options that are online-based. You can always buy a DVD recorder or a external hard drive to back up your files, but more and more people today are backing up files online, which has two benefits. One is that, God forbid, in case there's a fire or a flood in your home, even your backup solution could be damaged as well. And secondly, you can often access your online files from any computer in the world, not just the one that you use at home. So it's ideal for those who travel. So Jordan and I are going to take calls, and as a little thank you for calling in with your questions or tips, if you want to share spring cleaning tips for your computer, we have a couple of prizes to give away, which I'll tell you about in a moment. The numbers to call in and speak to me, a very raspy Mark Saltzman, or Jordan Levy from the Computer and Electronic Toy Store. The numbers are 416-872-1010. Toll-free outside of the GTA, 1-800-561-CFRB, or Star Talk, that's Star T-A-L-K, or Star 8255. It's a free call on your cell phone to have your say on News Talk 1010 CFRB or ask your questions about spring cleaning your computer. If it's chugging like it's, like an old 286 computer from the early 90s and you want it to run super smooth, we'll tell you how to get rid of all that junk and fine-tune your PC. All right, prizes. Here's what we're going to do. The last caller before 12:30 is going to win some internet security software that's what we call total internet protection. This can protect you from viruses, from spam, from spyware. We'll define what all of these terms are and really help protect your PC from the ills of the internet, if you will. So we're going to give away either, depending if you have a Windows computer or a Mac. If you're a Windows computer user, you're going to get the Computer Associates Internet Security Suite that also includes free product updates and parental controls to block offensive websites. And if you're a Mac user, we've got Symantec Norton Internet Security for Macintosh. And you know what we'll do? If more people use Windows than Mac. So if we don't give away that Mac software before 12:30, then I'll give it away to somebody in the second half of the show. Just tell me if you're a Mac user between 12:30 and 1, and I'll give you that Symantec software. And then the last caller of the show is going to win this high-end computer mouse. It's the Microsoft Sidewinder mouse that's valued at $90. So if you take your gaming seriously, then you will love this mouse because it's got programmable buttons. It's the world's first mouse with an LCD display on it. on your mouse. And it also has other fine tuning that, you know, hardcore gamers will love. It's valued at $90. That's going to go to the last caller before 1 p.m. Jordan, feel how heavy this mouse is. This is a computer mouse here. That's some serious hardware. Thanks to our friends at Microsoft for providing that. So if you're a hardcore gamer, be the last caller today with your question about fine tuning your PC, and that Microsoft Sidewinder mouse is yours. While we're waiting for the lines to light up, once again, my guest is Jordan Levy from the Computer and Electronic Toy Store, a company that makes house calls to fix your computer and other things. So, Jordan, before we go to the lines, tell us a bit about what your company does in case our listeners aren't confident enough to try to fix their own computer problems.
My company is a full service company in the sense that I do complete hardware sales and service. So if you're running a PC or a Mac, I do support both. And it does not matter the operating system as well. I have a lot of people come to me with either to set up networking or wireless networking in their home or office, as well as home theater systems. We do wiring and complete setups.
So it's not just computers. You do surround sound and setting up HDTVs.
Everything.
Here's the situation. What if I buy an LCD TV from one of those big box stores and I want to mount it to my wall? Can you do that?
Yes.
You can do that as well?
I often get those calls. Yeah. Please hide the wires and let's run some speakers and I'll try and help you set up your best Dolby digital setup for the room.
Oh, okay, cool. So you do all that as well. And whereabouts in the Toronto area do you go and what are your costs?
I do a promotion for the show where we give 15% discount to all the listeners from Tech Talk.
Oh, thank you.
But I do service the wider GT area, and that really, it's pretty broad.
Okay, so whether it's in Toronto or some of the suburbs, and it's, I guess, a case-by-case basis.
Yeah.
But you said you've gone out as far as Ajax or Hamilton.
Yeah.
Okay.
Best thing to do is call me.
Okay.
And we can go from there.
Yeah, and your cost per hours or a flat rate?
We do have a setup. Not a setup, but we do charge $75 an hour, but I do a lot of discounts and packages for certain things.
Okay, so $75 an hour,
yeah.
And 15% off if they say they're a Tech Talk listener.
Yes.
Thanks, Jordan. Yeah, so here's how to reach Jordan if you're interested in having him come and fix your computer or install a wireless network so you can surf the internet wirelessly anywhere in your home, or if you want your home theater set up and optimize for great performance. You can either go to concreteideas.ca, that's concreteideas.ca, or call Jordan Levy at 416-832-0835. That's 416-832-0835 for your 15% discount. But to call us on Tech Talk with your questions about spring cleaning your computer, give us a call at 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, Star Talk, that's Star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. Why is my voice so raspy today? I couldn't tell you. The last three Tech Talks in a row, I had just come back from being out of town on red eyes and, not this week. And so the irony is that I was home all this week. So I don't know why my voice is shot. Last week, I had just returned from San Francisco and LA on the red eye. The week before, I had just returned from Russia. And the week before that, I was in England. So I don't know why my voice is worse today than it was the last 3 weeks. So I apologize. But Jordan is going to be helping you out. He's my right-hand man today. Is going to help answer your questions about spring cleaning your computer, how to fix it so it runs like new, with a couple of plain English tips and some free downloads from the internet that can help you out. And then if you're not comfortable or confident enough to do it yourself, Jordan's company can come to your home or business. He also does businesses, by the way, and fix things for you for a relatively inexpensive price. I know when you compare your prices, Jordan, to those of like the Geek Squad and Nerds On Site and all that, it's very, very competitive. Great. So let's hear from you. We're going to take a short break, but we have time for one quick call. Let's go to Gary in Brampton. Hi, Gary. You're on News Talk 1010.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi there.
I want to know, I got a Samsung monitor, and the kids built some stuff on it.
Oh, yeah.
And how do you
Welcome
clean
to
it?
My world. Jordan?
The easiest thing to do is make sure you have the monitor unplugged because you never want to spray anything directly onto the monitor.
Okay.
What I always recommend is taking a non-abrasive cloth that could be simple as a tissue. You don't have to buy any of the fancy cleaning products.
Yeah, I use a chamois because it doesn't leave a residue.
Good, exactly.
Yeah,
but I'll say moisten it, not wet. You don't want the water to run down the screen because then it can short it at the bottom. That's why I say to unplug it.
Great question, Gary. Thanks, Jordan. We got to take a short break. When we return, going back to your calls and, of course, getting ready to give away some great prizes, we'll be right back with more Tech Talk. But right now, the time is 12:17. So let's check in with the CFRB Pizza Pizza All-Day Traffic Center. Spring cleaning your computer so that it works like new again. This is our theme today on this gorgeous May weekend. Tech Talk is a show devoted to helping you with your technology in a language you can understand. Joining me this hour to help answer calls is Jordan Levy from The Computer, an electronic toy store, a company that makes house calls to fix your computer in case you're not technically inclined to do so. Welcome back to the show, Jordan.
Thank you.
We were talking during the break, and we actually made a little mistake. It's not $75 an hour. It's $65. For our listeners today. So Jordan is throwing in a $65 an hour fee if you need some help at your home setting up your wireless network, fixing your computer, and 15% off. So thank you to Jordan for dropping the price $10. That's very generous of you. See, why use these other guys, these official, you know, Jordan will get it done. And by the way, Jordan, I don't think I've ever even told you, but I have had you on the show in the past, and I get a lot of these emails from people that have used your services and they love it and you get glowing reviews.
That's
so great. I should probably mention that at some point, right? But some very good results there. So I know it's something you don't want to do on a gorgeous weekend like today, but it is true that, you know, you start using your computer after a while and it starts running really slow. Maybe the kids downloaded some stuff that's really filling up the computer, or it just needs a little bit of fine tuning. Just like a car needs maintenance, so does your computer. But often people don't know where to start. So you can always have a company like Jordan's come fix it. But today what we're going to do is answer your questions on how to tweak it yourself so that it can run a lot better if you're finding like you're, you know, you want to throw it out the window because it's running really slow. So let's go to John in Maple, who's got a question about fixing your computer. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Mark?
Fine, thank you.
I've got an older kind of P3500 laptop that, you know, just doesn't work on the original operating system, whatever conflicts over the years. And I'm thinking about, you talk about spring cleaning, I'm talking about ripping the whole garden out and starting all with Linux.
Good analogy. So you're referring to formatting, that we call this formatting the hard drive. So you're actually wiping it clean, and you're thinking about installing Linux, which is another operating system, because it's an older computer and it might run a little bit better, right?
Correct.
So Jordan, do you have any tips on, so why don't you explain what formatting is and how to best do it? And Linux is free, right?
Yes, Linux is free. It's an open source that's downloadable off the internet, as well as now there are packages on the internet that you can Google as well, like OpenOffice that we've been discussing. It's a competitor, but it's comparable to Microsoft Office.
Okay. So how do you format your PC, though? Like, I mean, it sounds like something a lot of people do when they give up. So the first thing to do is back up your important information, and we'll talk a bit more about that in the second half of the show. But how do you actually format your drive? Is it something that we can do?
It is something that you can do. It's something you have to allow proper timing for it, in the sense that allow a good half a day to be safe if you've never done anything like this. As Mark mentioned, please, please, please back up your information. Once you format a drive, if there was something important on there, you would end up at data recovery, and it's a costly affair. Mm-hmm. So to throw it onto CDs or a flash drive is priceless.
Okay. So then how do you actually format the drive? What's the actual process in plain English, if you can?
Easiest way to go about it, if you're able or have access to what's called a boot disk, it's something you can make in the older systems of Windows. Under the accessories and tools, it will say create a startup disk, and that will allow the computer to start in a DOS prompt.
So you put that disk inside, you put that CD in your drive, restart the computer,
and it will take you to a C prompt. It's a black screen if you haven't seen DOS where you type. You
that's cannot old use school, your, old school, no mouse.
Well, that's what Windows is based on.
Yeah.
And then from there, you can do the command format C.
Right.
And then again, as Mark's mentioned, you're welcome to call me and I can email you more specific details with a process to go through it. And by doing that, you'll erase the drive and be able to do a fresh start, which will then again rejuvenate your laptop.
While we're on the topic, Jordan, now let's talk about backing up. I said we would talk about it later in the show, but we're on it now. So let's take care of this. Backing up your important information is very much part of that spring cleaning experience. In fact, yesterday I went to my parents' house for a barbecue, and I brought them 4 DVDs with every photo I've ever taken of my kids. And that's because, it's a lot of pictures. That's because if something ever happens in my home, like my computer is stolen or God forbid there's a fire, something like that, I'm protected because I'm keeping all those photos off-site somewhere else. Right. So what are some of the things that people should back up, and what are the different ways to do it?
Things to back up, obviously your important documents, any banking documents. People take it for granted when they back up My Documents, which encompasses documents, letters, pictures, music. They're forgetting things like the mail programs, and the mail nowadays is your lifeline.
Right, so back up your email as well.
Yeah, if you can, if you're using Outlook, look for the PST file. If you're using Microsoft Outlook Express, you can go into the system folders and you get, they're called DBX files. But those are critical because those are all your folders and then your address book.
Mm-hmm.
And in the event, you know, something does happen, you have it to completely restore.
All right. The winner of software, which is going to help fix your computer and protect you from the ills of the internet, is Mary from St. Catharines. Hey, Mary.
Hi, Mark.
We got to take a short break, but let me ask you, are you Windows or a Mac user?
I'm a Mac user.
You are a Mac user. Well, then you've got Symantec's Norton Internet Security 3.0, which includes Norton Antivirus, Norton Personal Firewall, Privacy Control, Parental Control, and something called iClean that will also help you reduce those threats from the internet.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
Thank you so much.
Going to put you on hold, tell you to pick that up. Now, listen, if you're a Windows user, the next person who gets on the air after this short break is going to win Computer Associates, CA's Internet Security Suite. And don't forget, the last caller before 1 p.m. is going to win Microsoft Sidewinder Programmable Gaming Mouse that retails for $90. My guest is Jordan Levy from the Computer and Electronic Toy Store. We're here to talk about spring cleaning your computer, making it run like new. And when we get back, we'll go right back to the lines and start giving away more prizes. We got to take a short break. Thanks for listening to Tech Talk. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is brought to you by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for fun and easy tips, tools, and hundreds of easy-to-read articles. That's MicrosoftHome.com. So much like, you know, what Microsoft Home tries to do on the internet and does a great job at that, we do on the radio, which is make technology accessible, fun, and, you know, really teach you how to do it yourself. In language you can understand. So great stuff there. And I do write for MicrosoftHome.com as well. So if you have any emails based on the articles that I've written, simply send them to me at techtalk@cfrb.com. But today on the show, we're chatting with Jordan Levy from the Computer and Electronic Toy Store, a company that makes house calls to fix your computer, set up a wireless network, or even mount your new plasma or LCD TV to the wall and set up surround sound speakers. Welcome back to the show, Jordan.
Thank you.
Jordan, his fees are very competitive compared to the likes of Nerds on Site and Geek Squad and all that. $65 an hour, and that's anywhere in and around the GTA. And for mentioning, if you contact Jordan that you're interested in having him come and fix your PC or set up some new accessories, you will get an additional 15% off. So thank you to Jordan for that. You can reach Jordan at concreteideas.ca, which is his website, concreteideas.ca, or call him at 416-832-0835. That's 416-832-0835. Today's theme is how to spring clean your computer. And I don't mean putting a vacuum cleaner up against the back of it, even though
not a bad idea,
not a too powerful one, but you do want to clean that fan from dust and open up your tower and clean your motherboard from dust and things like that as well. But I'm referring more to the software side. It's not unusual after using your computer for a couple of years and downloading hundreds of things that it starts to really start chugging along and it doesn't run as smoothly as it once did. Well, there are tricks on how to speed up performance and how to make multitasking easier. So that's what we're addressing today, as well as how to best back up your important information. I mentioned before the break with Jordan that there are certain files that you're going to want to back up, those irreplaceable photos, Word documents, your email, even your calendar and address book. But we didn't really get to how to back up your important information. So let's cover that. Then we're going to go to the lines, give away to the first caller Internet Security Suite, which includes antivirus, anti-spam, anti-spyware, firewall, and other protection from the ills of the internet. And the last caller of the day is going to win a Microsoft Sidewinder gaming mouse, a $70 programmable mouse with, get this, an LCD display. on it. So the numbers to reach us on News Talk 1010 are 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, Star Talk, that's Star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. And you know there are no dumb questions on this show. Chances are, if you've got something on your mind, someone else does as well, but the difference is you can win something and you'll have the questions answered. So Jordan, there are different ways to back up your important files. So what are some of the ways to do it locally? And then we'll talk about some free online services.
Locally, the simplest thing to do is to put all your files in one location. And I recommend this to a lot of people so that if in the event your system did crash, you don't have to go hunting to /windows/my document settings /profile/...
Who needs it?
It's much easier, and it's easier for backups too if you can narrow it down, put it into one folder, whether you call it homework, your personal name, whatever it is. And that way you know you can always check your backups. It's always important to verify your backups completed without an error.
How often should you back up your important files?
I will tell people to do it once a week, so hopefully they do it once a month.
Okay. And you can buy now an external hard drive, which plugs into your computer's USB port, that can store 500 gigabytes of data. That's a lot of information for under $100 now. So that's a good idea. If you don't have that many files, you might want to go with those USB thumb
drives,
which you can get in up to 16 gigabytes of data now. And some people now go online and back up their, they can even set it automatically, like every morning at say 3 a.m. Or every week at 3 a.m. on a Friday, to go online and upload your important files to a website that's password protected. So there's a couple free ones. There's Mozy.com, M-O-Z-Y.com, which gives you 2 gigabytes of free data a month. And something that I use from Microsoft called Windows Live SkyDrive, which gives 5 gigabytes of data for free. And you can access these files from any computer in the world. So those are some thoughts for you. Let's go to the lines and give away eTrust Internet Security Suite from Computer Associates. Let's go. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. I believe it's Mike from Markham. Hey, Mike, you're on News Talk 1010.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Thanks for holding on. You've got Internet Security Suite.
Oh, thank you very much.
You got it.
That's great.
Do you have a question for Jordan?
Yeah, I have a little bit of a problem. I think it might be something in my registry, but my computer will no longer... it will no longer read my CD drive, and it won't accept my flash drive as well.
Wow.
I'm just wondering, the only thing I've been able to download is Search and Destroy. Any other antivirus I try and download, it won't accept.
Wow.
Mike, what operating system are you using?
That's Windows 98.
98? Okay. If you're going... Getting into the registry, I'm guessing that you have some computer background.
A little bit.
Okay. Have you checked the control panel and the device drivers to make sure that you don't have any driver issues?
Yeah. Well, that's another issue, because when I go and I click to get into the control panel, all I see is a little flashlight, which I cannot find.
I'll tell you what, Mike, I'm going to put you on hold. You know, at the risk of doing tech support over the air, we'd love to help you, but email me and I'll put you in touch with Jordan. You might need his services, or maybe he'd be happy to walk you through some tips on the phone or via email. So my email address is techtalk@cfrb.com, and we'll help you off the air, because it sounds like, you know, Jordan's got 20 questions, and we don't want to waste the last half of the hour on one call. But great question, Mike. Congrats on winning the software, which might help you out as well. And we'll go to Michelle in Toronto. Hey, Michelle, thanks for calling.
Thank you. I have a problem with startup. Every time I start up my computer, what's happening is I get a blue screen.
Blue screen of death.
Yeah.
That's what we call it.
Help me.
Help.
The easiest thing to do, Michelle, is if you go to Start in Programs, there is a system folder there called Startup.
Okay.
And if you're not too computer literate, simply right-click the items in there and delete them.
Okay.
And try to restart the unit. See if sometimes, whether it be like an all-in-one printer is throwing the system off, or the system resources, you know, it can have a conflict with the system, which will crash it. But that's the easiest thing to do. If not, as Mark just mentioned, you're welcome. Email him. He can forward the email to me, and I can walk you through a few settings on the phone for that, where we can just disable certain things and just choose the priorities, what you need in your startup.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Thank you very much, Michelle. So often tech support, Jordan, it's almost like process of elimination. You're like, okay, try this. And if this doesn't work, let's go to plan B. If plan B doesn't work, here's next. Is that basically
exactly? It's a lot of it is the thought process. Mm-hmm. You have to think logically. Okay, you know, you try to print, it doesn't print. Do you have paper? Do you have power? Do you just think? People get very frustrated
naturally,
so you try and simplify it. To
after this short break, Jordan, I'll give out your information again. If people want to hire you and your services to take care of this, if they're not inclined to do it themselves, but we do have to take a short break. It's 12:40, so let's check in with traffic. Let's visit with CFRB Pizza Pizza's All Day Traffic Center. Today's Tech Talk is how to make your aging PC run better and faster. Here's what's coming up on future shows, however. Next week, June 1st, Tech Talk will be all about the latest in GPS navigation devices, something our listeners have been asking for a while. On Sunday, June 8th, we'll learn how to back up those old home movies onto DVDs with the help with some help from Steve at homemovies.ca. On June 15th, we'll discuss and give away Microsoft's first portable media player in Canada called the Zune. And on June 27th, second, we'll talk about how old-time radio shows like Lux Radio Theater and Inner Sanctum are kept alive and well in the 21st century thanks to the internet and portable music players. But today, we're chatting about how to back up your important computer files and spring clean your PC so that it runs like new. We're joined by Jordan Levy from the Computer and Electronic Toy Store, a company that makes house calls to fix your computer. Welcome back to the show, Jordan.
Thank you.
Jordan's cost is $65 an hour with an additional 15% off if you say that you're a Tech Talk listener. You can go to concreteideas.ca to email Jordan what your issues are or call him at 416-832-0835. That's 416-832-0835. And he'll give you, you know, tell him where you are, tell you if, you know, if it's in and around the GTA, chances are he'll make some time for you and come and help you. Even if it's not your computer, it's setting up a wireless network or fixing your, you know, setting up surround sound or mounting your plasma or LCD TV to the wall. Before we go to the next caller, oh, and don't forget, we've got another prize to give away. The last caller before one is going to win that programmable Microsoft Sidewinder gaming mouse, which has an LCD screen and it can read at 2,000 dots per inch. So it's very precise and accurate. Great mouse for gamers. That's going to be given away to the last caller before one. So let's hear from you. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255, that's star talk on your phone, your cell phone, that is, and it is a free call. Now, Jordan, we've been talking about spyware, how this can really weigh down your PC, run, make it run really slow. Let's talk about what it is exactly and how to fix it for free.
Spyware's annoying.
That's it. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Spyware's worse than the virus. The virus will have certain reactions which cause things on your computer to act a little wonky, from not printing to redirecting your web page to certain things.
Right.
Spyware does the same thing. Essentially, it's a file that's gotten into your computer and it can hijack your web browser. It's mm-hmm. common when people surf a lot. And that's why when people say, you know, my computer's 6 months old and it was so amazing when I first got it, and this is part of the whole backing up and cleaning up, people don't realize, you know, I went to some site and the next thing you know, I've got this toolbar loaded into my browser.
Right, right. Or their homepage is hijacked. You'll launch your web browser and it's some shopping website that's now your homepage that you never picked there.
And it keeps redirecting you.
Right. Or you get those annoying pop-up ads that are sometimes inappropriate. If you've got kids, this happened to me, where an inappropriate pop-up window has come up.
Right.
So this is collectively known as spyware or malware because it's malicious software mm-hmm. that gets on your computer. So there are some free tools that work fairly well that can help fix them. So why don't you tell me some of your favorites?
There's a couple companies like CNET or download.com are very good. They keep up to date by user reviews of programs.
Mm-hmm.
One that I found that is good for cleaning up temporary files, and also to go back to the other gentleman with the registry, is like CCleaner. So it's C, then cleaner.com. You can download a free tool that will help clean up your temporaries mm-hmm. and your registry.
I used to use Adaware, which mm-hmm. is free from Lavasoft. Again, go to download.com. And then there's another one called SpyBot Search and Destroy, which is also free. But lately, over the past 6 to 9 months, I've been using Windows Defender, which I find great. At first, I was reluctant to use it, and then because I was an Adaware fan. Yeah. But I've been finding I have not had any spyware since I installed Windows Defender, or none that I know about.
Right.
So I find that, you know, it took a while for it to really get going with the updates and all that, but now I find it great.
Sure, that's good.
Anecdotally speaking.
And there's also companies, just quickly to mention, if you're more comfortable with some of the browsers like Google or Yahoo, you can Google or go to Yahoo and type in Yahoo spyware detector. They do have a free tool, which I discovered this week for a client. Runs pretty good. It doesn't take a lot of memory.
Great. Let's talk with Mark in High Park. Hey, Mark, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hi. I was wondering if one of you two could recommend, since you were talking about the registry, a program that's very reliable and well-known that can clean the registry without any fears of something going wrong.
All right. So first, Jordan, what is a registry, and then how do you clean it?
Registry is a log of everything that's ever been installed in your computer, and it also does with an association. So if someone sends you a PDF file, your computer then knows to open either the new Office Adobe.
Right.
So the tool that I just mentioned a minute ago, the ccleaner.com, does have a safe utility to clean up any issues in your registry.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have experience with it, I recommend that you don't start deleting manually on your own without advice.
And definitely, if you're going to start playing around with your registry, back up your important information first. Once again, you know, put in a flash, one of those inexpensive USB flash drives, attach an external hard drive, or use one of these free online backup services to back up anything that's important to you, and of course, things that are irreplaceable, like photos. Music you can get back. I'm sorry, that you know, that Coldplay album that you downloaded from iTunes, you can get it back if you wanted it. Photos and camcorder footage and Word documents, can't get it back. So make sure you do that before you start tooling around with the registry. All right, we got to take a short break. When we return, more with Jordan Levy from the Computer and Electronic Toy Store on spring cleaning your computer. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Tech Talk. Hey, what would you do if you turned on your PC and everything was just, well, gone? This is terrible indeed, but how much worse would it be if you didn't back up your important information, like your work files, passwords, irreplaceable photos, internet bookmarks, and so on? We're chatting today about spring cleaning your computer, a few things you can do to make it work smoother and faster, and of course, also backing up all of your important files. We're joined by Jordan Levy from the Computer and Electronic Toy Store at concreteideas.ca. Welcome back to the show, Jordan.
Thank you.
If you do not want to spring clean your computer, you'd rather spend time in the spring outdoors, and I can't say I blame you, Jordan can come and do this for you. He has an inexpensive service, goes to homes or businesses in and around the GTA to make your computer run a lot smoother. But what we're doing this hour is taking your calls, because there's a lot of questions about making your computer run better. You know, you buy it a couple years ago, it ran amazing. Next thing you know, it's just chugging along, you know, very slow, and you're getting these annoying pop-up windows and toolbars in your web browser you didn't put there. And you know, the kids have downloaded spyware, you know, Bonsai Buddy and all these things that really are taking a toll. So we're taking your calls and giving away some prizes as a little thank you. The last caller before 1 p.m. is going to win that programmable gaming mouse. If you're a hardcore computer gamer, it's called the Sidewinder from Microsoft. It retails for $89.99 and has programmable buttons, very accurate laser response, and an LCD screen, something you don't see on mice too often. Let's go to who's been waiting the longest, which is Doug in Guelph. Hey, Doug, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Fine, thanks.
You've got the best show on CFIB, I'm telling you. I look forward to it every Sunday.
Appreciate it, Doug.
What I'm calling about is I bought a new HP laptop back in December, and it's running Windows Vista Home Premium. And as far as issues with Vista, don't let me get started there. But one of the biggest questions I have is, when my old laptop was running Windows XP and you booted up from a cold start, it would start up in about a minute, minute and a half. Now, with Vista, it takes 3 to 5 minutes to boot up. And I'm just wondering, is there any way to... I've heard that there's a website where you can go and it will sort of clean up your whole system so the Vista will start faster.
Jordan?
Well, the first... it's funny because we just had this discussion on the way down today.
We did.
But the first thing I'm going to ask you, even though it is a new system, is how much RAM is in the system?
It's got two gig of RAM and a 250 gig hard drive.
Okay. The RAM, the 2 gig is the minimum requirement for Vista Home. And if you're running the premium, I'm going to say the cheapest and easiest thing to do nowadays is add more RAM to it.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, as the operating systems become more enhanced, to say the least, that's why all the machines are dual core and bigger drives and more RAM. it actually needs it to run it more efficiently.
Okay, is there also, so getting more RAM is relatively inexpensive, and even many novices can install RAM because there's no tools required, you just need to snap it in. Mm-hmm. Laptops are a bit harder than desktops, but aside from that, is there a way that he can look at what's loading and then start turning those off?
A couple of things to mention quickly. I mentioned that other software that actually has a little tweak for the startup. Go clean up your startup so it's not loading a lot of things. Your old system, a minute and a half, is actually the norm, which is very good.
Yeah, I've got Vista running on my HP laptop, and it only takes about a minute to load up.
Yeah, so clean up temps, do a defragment. These are tools built into the Microsoft platform.
Yeah, we didn't get to that this hour, Jordan. So just basically, in order to run defrag and system scan and all that, just go to
Start programs, accessories, and then there's system tools. There's
system tools.
ScanDisk, Defrag. These are tools. I know we didn't get a chance to touch on them, but they're very good, and it's like an oil change for your car. It's only going to make it last longer and run better.
Good analogy. Let's go to Karen in Newmarket, who is not only the last caller of the day, but the winner of a Microsoft Sidewinder mouse. Congratulations, Karen.
Thank you, Mark. That's a really great prize.
Great. Thanks for calling today.
Well, the question I have is, we have a 10-year-old laptop that we have all the information off of it on our new computer, but we are wondering, how can we be sure that the, you know, our former information has been wiped clean?
Yeah, great question. And a lot of people are asking me this, Jordan, via email, because they want to donate their computer or recycle it properly, so they want to make sure that nothing personal can be read on it.
Of course. Earlier in the show, we touched briefly on it, that the there's utility where you can make a system startup disk. And as I mentioned, and even off the net, you can email Mark or myself and we can give you a more specific instruction. But by doing that, you can start the system in the C prompt and erase the hard drive absolutely. And that way you'll be handing it off or throwing it out with nothing on it, not even a Windows. And that way you know your information is safe.
Karen, great question. And congrats on winning the mouse. Jordan Levy from the Computer and Electronic Toy Store, thanks for joining us this hour. We've got to wrap up. It was great having you. If you want to hire Jordan to fix your PC, make it run like new, you can go to concreteideas.ca or call him at 416-832-0835. Mention you're a CFRB Tech Talk listener for an additional 15% off his usual rate of $65 an hour. Again, Jordan, thank you. And thanks to our listeners. Thanks to Dwayne Bishop and Jill Malboff. Great job today, guys. Tech Talk's brought to you by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for fun and easy tips, tools, and articles. Coming up next, the Buddha Lounge on News Talk 1010 CFRB.